Okay, here we go. Today we're going to begin Maseches Chagiga. Hopefully we'll do Beis Amud Aleph today, and tomorrow we'll do Beis Amud Beis. We'll do it a little slower, with plenty of time. Maseches Chagiga is about, mostly, or officially, about the Karban Chagiga, which is a carbon that was brought every Yontif by every person. There are two other karbanos that were brought every Yontif by every person. One was called the Karban Re'iyah, and the other one was called a Kshal Me Simcha. We're going to talk about all three, and then on Pesach there was another carbon called the Karban Pesach. That was individuals, but the Pesach Mikdash is a whole other story, right? We're going to talk about all three. The first, the Masechta starts off with, this is the closing the loop of all the Yom Tovim, right? This is not specific to any one Yontif, but it's to all Yom Tovim. Hakal Chayavin Beri'iyah. Everybody is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. What does the mitzvah of Re'iyah mean? Says Rashi.
Fear.
What?
It's
to show your face. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says it's impossible, it means that. Rashi says it means mitzvahs Re'iyahs Kol Zechorcha, the mitzvah that every male should see and be seen at the Beis HaMikdash, Shetzrichim Lehis'aros, that we have to be seen, Beregel, on the Regel, Ba'azara, in the Azara. What does it mean, only males? Because, as the Mishnah will continue, Chutz, who doesn't have to show up? Cherishot of a cotton, Tumtum, Androgynous, Nashim, Avad. So Nashim are on that list. There's no mitzvah for a woman to be Ola Regel. What does Re'iyah mean? Says Rashi, it means appearing in the Beis HaMikdash, showing your face. Says Tosvos, on top, Pirush Rashi. Rashi says, Mitzvahs Re'iyah Yireh Kol Zechorcha. It means the mitzvah of appearing, you show your face. Yeah, the Torah says that. No. So we learn out. We're going to learn out. Not a tumtum, not an androgynous, not a woman, not a cherish of a cotton. None of those people. But what's the mitzvah? Showing your face. Here I am, I showed up. Says Tosvos, the Hikshah Rabbal Chanan, the Hatani Besamach. We're going to learn in a minute. At the end of the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim Hari'iyah Shtei Kasef, that you have to bring also a carbon. How much do you have to pay for the carbon? It's a machlokes, Beishamei and Beis Hillel. Mashma, the carbon Mairi. I'm not talking about showing your face. I'm talking about bringing a carbon. You have to bring a carbon and show your face, both. We can't send the carbon with someone else. Right? Vitsu also, Tanya B'Gemara, we learn in the Gemara, Ha'arel, this list, the people that don't have to show up, left people off the list. Who's left off the list? A Tame is not on this list. A Arel, right? Arel, V'Tame, Peturim min Ari'iyah, they also putter from Ri'iyah. Bish, Loma, Tame, Dichsiv, Ubas, Hashama. Well, Tame can't show up, right? Kol sheyeshnu b'ri'iyah, yeshnu b'haba. If you can't show up, you also put that for bringing a carbon. I can't go. I can't show up. I can't show up. I'm tummy, right? What?
Carbon
re'iyah. Carbon chagiga. Carbon re'iyah. Carbon re'iyah. Carbon re'iyah. But an RL, why can't RL show up? He can't bring a carbon. That's true. What do you mean? He can't show up? Why can't an RL go to the Beis HaMikdash? Guy never bris mila. So he can't go to the Beis HaMikdash? He's allowed to. Obviously, says Tosfos, we're not talking about showing your face. We're talking about bringing a carbon. Atame, you're right. Atame can't show up. He's not going to go there. What about Aro? And we're going to see later, this list is not it's not all-inclusive. There's other people who... What? He's not allowed to go... Okay, it's a special thing. He goes allowed to send the carbon.
Exactly.
But it's an Aro can't do Mitzvah Re'iyah. Why not? But he can't go. Obviously, it must be. He can't bring a carbon. Right? V'od, Amrinan b'Yerushalmi, Reish Mechilton, v'meddavar mamuri and b'Rias carbon. The Yerushalmi says it in black and white. We're talking about a Rias carbon. Avol Rias panam bazara, hakal chayavin, kamo b'hakel. The mitzvah to show your face? Of course women have to show their face. Says Tosfos. Of course they do. What don't they have to do? They don't have to, who on this list? Acheres shotev kod. Of course they have a mitzvah to show up. What don't they have to do? They don't have to be on carbon. They're putter from a carbon, says Tosfos. Kamo hakel, anashim v'nashim v'taf. It's just like hakel. Then what's the difference between what? We're going to ask the Gemara is going to ask that question on tomorrow or the day after, and the Gemara is going to say it's a gezeira shavat hakel. Just like hakel is an exception, so too Re'iyah is an exception.
But you don't
Yeah.
You have a little baby, and your wife just watches gave birth.
Right.
You're not going anywhere.
I know. I hear you. So maybe they're an onus. Then
no,
she could be an onus.
It's not an onus. So it's you don't have to be there. It's a good thing to be there.
Well, say, the Talmud doesn't say that. Think about it. Just think about it this way. The way Yom Tov was celebrated in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, you were not with your family. Just think about that for a minute.
Some were.
They all went there to the shrine.
The women also? Matis as well. You have a newborn baby. You didn't go. So your man has a chiyuv to go. So you didn't go because your wife had a baby.
We had small kids
in the house. So the husband didn't go?
Husband
without a family.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing.
I can understand the carbon reason. You have to be there.
What?
What?
So we're going to see that. Vesu, Tanya Bigamara, Rabbi Yoshi Omar, Shalosh Mitzvos is Davul Yisrael Ba'aliyat and Laregel. There are three mitzvahs you have to do. Re'iyah, Simcha, V'chagiga. Yesh b're'iyah, She'ein b'shtehen. Re'iyah has something the other two don't have, which is what? Sha're'iyah kolel kolel. The whole thing gets, no one eats that. Right, it gets all burnt up. Mashma, the stam re'iyah b'karben ma'iri. What's stam re'iyah? Mishra Tzotzov, HaKol Chayav Mir'iyah. What's stam re'iyah? Not just showing your face, it means a carbon. Al Kain. Yeah. Oh, no.
And the Chagiga was a Shlomim.
What?
Was a
correct. And I think the Shalom Mesech was also a Shlomim. Where does he know what from the Chumash? It says in the Pasuk. Rashi quotes.
Every other carbon is explained in
okay. So just hold off a minute. It's a good point. Al Kain, Nir Lorbeinu Tam. The Masnis and Mairi, Bicarbon, Uba Azara. The Mishnah is talking about both. Both. To show up and to bring the carbon. Virashi, Dinakad, Biriyas, Prim Bazara, and of course Rashi meant the carbon also. That's totally. Of course Rashi meant that. Aye, how come he only mentioned showing up? Nakad Chada, Dimashma, Trey. He meant both also. He really meant both, Rashi. Rashi meant both. Ulipatura, Dekulu, Asi. And what are all the Paturin in this Mishnah? Achere, Shota, Vikadin. The Af, Biriyas, Panam, Bazara, Patiri. They don't have to show up. V'chol shkein b'riyas panim b'karbon. And for sure they don't have to bring a carbon. Right? The gam, yesh liyashev, the masnis and mashma, lay, the b'riyas panim, nami airi. And the truth is, our Mishnah also means showing up. Meaning, I'll send the riyah with a messenger. I'll show my spirit myself. No, I'll send someone else. After all, my wife has a newborn baby. I'm not going to go, leave her alone. I'll send the riyah with my cousin. You can't do that either. Also, you can't do that. Diktani b'samach. We're going to see in a few minutes. Ezu katan she'en yachol lelech. Who is a katan doesn't have to go? Which katan can stay home? Al schinach. It's not even an age of chinach. By hakel, there's no patur like that. Every baby you have to bring. But by ria, a 10, 11-year-old, 12-year-old boy, he's not going to go for chinach? Of course he's going to go. So at what age don't you have to go? So the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to say in a few minutes. What do you see from that? The katan, not bringing a carbon. And a 6-year-old kid. It's his first year, he's so excited. Not bringing a carpet, the little boy. He's going because of chinuch. Right? Right? Mashru the katan, ba'iri bay, the ka'amar, alma b'riyas panim ba'zara ayri. We're talking about b'riyas panim. She'ni yachal le'elech l'sham. Right? He doesn't have to go. Umihu, now Tosva says, shitas Yerushalmi lo yitachin. The Yerushalmi I don't really get it. Lefi shitas shmaitza shalanu. It doesn't really jive with our Gemara. Mipnei dvarim harbe, because of many reasons. Dahatzam yalif mehakel l'chiyuv. The Yerushalmi says that he said it before. Women have a mitzvah of re'iyah and not a mitzvah of carbon. Women have to go, says the Yerushalmi, but they're potter from the carbon. That's what they're potter from, right? V'anan lo yalfinaminei rak liftar decheresh. We don't hold like that. We say. They're potter just like a cheresh. Even though we say later on, we're going to say that later. There's a gzera shava from hakel. Ma lahal anoshim chayavos. Even women are chayev. So too women are chayev in hakel. There should be chayev in re'iyah. We're going to reject that. Really, says Tosfos. We don't make that gzera shava. It's a half amina. It comes up. We're going to reject that in the end. So it's very difficult, says Tosfos, with how the Yerushalmi could say. The women have a chiyuv in re'iyah, yeah, not a carbon, but just showing up.
Makes more sense.
That what? But to have a chiyuv to show up,
re'iyah, not carbon.
And not the carbon, right.
Because half the reason why you have to show up there is to get rid of your obligations.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody has some sort of obligation.
Especially women. They're babies.
No,
they come Erev Yontif. They stay the day after Yontif. I would venture to say the day after Yontif is one of the busiest days of the year. Right? You have a mitzvah of lina. You have to stay anyway. All right, now I'll satisfy all my kabbonis. I had a baby. I had this. I had that. They can all care of it all now. Right? But right. Right. So, but Tosso says, well, our Gemara is not really going to go with that. That women are chayiv yes in Re'iyah, but not in the carbon. The Rishami said yes. Tosso says no. The Ode, Heichim and Chayvin and Nashim Re'iyah's Panam Bazar, Mir the Hakel. How can we even make that Zereshava? The Ha, Velo Yaru, who look the Bakun Lakaman, we're going to learn this Pasuk later on of the Lo Yaru Panai Rekam, don't come empty handed. Re'iyah's Panam the carbon. That's talking about a carbon. Umamtinan nashim mizukhorcha, and women are excluded because they're not males. That part that says don't show up empty-handed. That's the makar for the pot for the carbon. Don't show up empty-handed. Right, lo yirupanai reikam. Don't come empty. Come with the carbon. That's the makar.
That has to come with that carbon.
Right, okay, I hear you. Va'od kashale the middle of the come on. We're gonna say later on that above man icy emo. The mechayev besimcha, the mesimcha icy. What does that mean? Man. Oh, it says like this. If somebody wants to bring his mother, whatever, so you mechayev in simcha. What about Re'iyah? Let's mention that. Right? V'loka amar de mechayev v'briyat hazara, de mashna de peture. It's mashna, women are pater.
I'll give you another proof to it.
Yeah?
There's no other carpet that you can force them to bring a particular carpet. What carpet did you bring? Four person to bring in the same.
He's bringing an Ola. Oh, so we're going to get to that in a minute. It's a very good question. The Gemara in a few minutes going to get to that. Just to finish the Tosfos, a few more lines. But oh, the Gemara ka'amar shepatur mi'ri'iyah. A woman is potter from ri'iyah. V'chayeves b'simcha. But chayev in the mitzvah of bringing a carbon simcha. Lefi shidof Yerushalmi have much of lememer shechayeves be'ir ba'atara. But according to the Yerushalmi, I have an easy way out. Just say no. That was talking about she has to show her face. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara is going to say another carbon, a simcha. Ella vadai kule shmaitin mukach the patiri bikule ri'iyah kedipurishes. They're putter in all ri'iyah. They don't have to show up. They don't have to bring a carbon. Women are putter altogether. Right? Rashi says one little line and there's a whole long Tosos. He has a whole discussion. We never have an opportunity to do Tosos like that. Okay? Next, back to the Mishnah. So again, hakol chayav ri'iyah. Everybody's chayav in ri'iyah, whatever that means. Chot, who's not chayav? Chayav shota v'katan. A chayav shota and a katan are not chayev. They're not chayev in any mitzvot. Right? Says Tosfos, next Tosfos, chutz micher reshota v'katan, ein lemeidin min haklalos, don't bring me a rule, ein lemeidin min haklalos, don't learn a rule, afilu makom shnemer b'chutz, even if it says chutz. What does this Mishnah say? Everybody's chayev in Re'iyah, except for the following people. Says Tosfos, but there are more people on this list that are not chayiv in Re'iyah, which is a funny thing. Because we say everybody except for, and there's a whole bunch of more people that are not on, that are not chayiv in Re'iyah. What kind of funny Mishnah is that? Says Tosfos, that's how Mishnah is right.
It's not just thinking about the lashon of it.
Right.
It's correct, because majority of people are not cherish artists, cutting the tokens and the jogging.
Right, right.
That's right.
Right, and we're going to more.
It just happens to be a list of a lot of more people.
Right. And we're going to have more people that also are putter. Like
no,
who?
But if you include Nashim Zavadim, or is there more than 50%?
Right. So, Kidamrin al Beresh Kol Ma'arvin, Ha, the Ha, Tan of Ashayer. We left off people. Who'd we leave off? Who is not Chayiv in Re'iyah? The following people. Mekamets, Uborsi, Umisha Ein Lo Karka. Mekamets and Borsi are certain professions where you smell. So you can't be, you don't see, you're putter. You can't come to the Azar like a smelling. And you're going to, it's uncomfortable. You're putter. Someone doesn't have any karka, they're also putter. Right? Umihu, imishum hani, lav shiurhu. Says to us, the truth is, the fact that these people are left off the list, it's not such a big deal. It's not such a chiddush. You know why? Because they could change and then they could come. A woman can never come. A cheresh, unfortunately, can never come. Right? Okay, so well, cotton could, he turns into a guzzle. I hear that. But as a cotton, he can never come. A guy, a bursi, so let him take a shower, he can come. A guy doesn't own land, so let him buy land, he can come. They're not, right? The Tosfos can say that. The pasul gufa kachashiv. Everybody on this list, they themselves are pasul. Inherently, they're pasul. La fukehani, these people, a burzi, smelly people, the pesulim machmas davar acharhu. They're possible for some other reason. Mishum umnaso, because of their profession. So change your profession, then you can come. That's all. Not inherently wrong with you. Right? V'chi tema ha'ika cheresh ba'ozno achas v'chi ger baragel achas u'balei kabin. Oh, these strange people. A guy can't hear in one ear and he can't walk in one foot. Okay. So says Tosas, kol hani mekol ha'asin. They're all included in the... A cheresh means we can't hear with one ear, you can't hear with two ears. It's not a separate category of people that are a cheresh. What about a tamei? It's pshitalei. L'fisha eno bibiya, eno bahava. Tamei's obvious he can't come. I don't have to mention that. For Arel? What about an Arel? Marbinon de Gemara ki tamei. We're going to learn that out of someone who's tamei. Aliva de Rekiva. I will call hani de masnisin, rebutza ashminan de beinan meuta de mikra. But all these people on this list, we needed some limud to learn that they're not chayiv. Okay? Good. Next, a tumtum. What's a tumtum? A tumtum is, we don't know what his status is. Androgynous is someone who has both simonim. Right? Is that what androgynous is? Both simonim. Tosma says that the gematria of androgynous is zachar and nekeva. I didn't check that, but hopefully it's right. Then he says in German, what's andar? What's the word ander in German mean? Different, someone else. And gonus means he's like a chaver, like a friend. Meaning he's someone else. He's not really one of us. And the Aruch says that in Greek, andro means a male, and genus means a female, because Zachar and Akeva all mixed together. Okay? We're going to have a whole daf on Tumtum and Androgynous later in the week. Yeah. What? Yeah. Nashim, women are potter. Avadim she'enon mishukhrarim. Avadim that are not free. Right? Chiger, a person who is lame. Asuma, someone who's blind. Hachola, someone who's sick. Zakan, someone who's old. Ami she'enon yachol la'alas bradlov. Any person that can't walk on his feet. Anybody who can't walk. Ezehu katan. What's considered a katan? What do you want to consider the katan? Says Rashi, Ezehu katan, avol mikan ve'elech, but if you're over this age, afal pi she'en achayiv min haTorah, you're still not chayiv from the Torah, right? Someone who's 10 years old is going to be over this age. Nevertheless, hitilu chachamim al ava v'alimo l'chancha b'mitzvos. The Torah placed an obligation on a father and a mother to be mechanech you in mitzvot. So who's such a child? Kal she'ena yachal lirkov akseif of shal aviv. He can't go on his father's shoulders. That's a little bit of a difficult pshat. The Yerushalmi says, you know what that means? If you take a child and you want to put him on your shoulders, at some point, when you tell your son or you motion to him, he'll spread his legs like he wants you to put him on his shoulders. Once he reaches that age, he's already the age of chinuch. Once he already understands what you want to do with him, take a six-month-old baby, he doesn't know what you're doing. Even a two-year-old might not know. At some point, they get to the age where they know. Yeah. I know, it's a young age. It's a very young age. That's Beishamai. Right? Kal she'ena yachal lurk of aksev shalav. As long as he can't go on the shoulders of his fathers. What does that mean? Even a 10-year-old can go on the shoulders. No, so the Yerushalmi explains. What it means is, you motion to him to put him on your shoulders, and he moves his feet like, yeah, go do that for me. Once he reaches that age, like Rashi said, once you're that age, you're over the age. Now you're chayiv and chinuch. L'halos Yerushalayim l'harbayis divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, a different one. Kol she'ena yachol la'achos biyado shel aviv v'la'alos Yerushalayim l'harbayis. What does that mean? Yeah, he's old enough, he can't hold on to your hand anymore. Or he doesn't want to hold on to your hand anymore. Right? Okay. Okay. Good? Okay. Yeah, what does it mean, she'ain't yachal? Is that able?
Yeah, that's what it's inferred. Inferred is not able. How is that possible?
Right. Right. And the Be'iri says something over here, which I think we all understand, that not every mitzvah is created equally, and the chinuch for different mitzvahs at different ages, because it all goes by their understanding. Right? The word tzitzis is a different age to understand what it means to do yibum. Different age. That's all. Every mitzvah, you have to figure it out. You have to have the common sense also, right? Okay, left.
Yeah, what's that?
What? No, no. So this is the shear. This is the shear for what's the shear? What at what age? So Beishan Beitel gave shiurim.
I get that, but the lo yachol.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that lo yachol means. Not able to hold on to your hand. You can hold on to that 90-year-old man. Also, he can hold his hand. Not sure what that means. What does that mean? He can't hold his hand. Beishami omrim ha-ri'iyah shtei kesef. The carbon ri'iyah cost $2. Vachagiga ma kesef. And the chagiga cost $1. Beishil omrim the other way around. Ha-ri'iyah ma kesef, vachagiga shtei kesef. The ri'iyah is $2, and the chagiga is $1. Right, don't we say every morning, Eilu devarim she'ein lehem shir, ha-peya, ha-bikurim. What's after that? Ha-ri'iyah. There's no shir. What do you mean? They gave shears. So it's a lot of discussion what that means. That there's no shear in Re'iyah. There's no shear how many times you can bring the Re'iyah. You can bring more than one. Then a Torah, there's no shear. There's a Chachamim Dikah shears. It's a whole discussion.
Maybe it's too small. Maybe that's saying Yaakov is too small to hold. He's too short to hold the
he's too young.
He's too young to hold the hand. Once he's old enough to hold your hand, very young age. It's a very young age. So it's a big shamai. It's such a young age. When the son's young enough to know, ooh, I want to go on my father's shoulders.
Right?
That's very young.
Right.
Same thing over here. And so again, a 6-month-old, he can't hold his hand. A 1-year-old already, he can hold his hand. He can walk already. What?
I think just that he can't reach. He's small. He's too small.
He's too small to reach. Okay.
Why did they impose a cumbery on young
people? The Torah did.
Yeah, but so they, every time you come, there's an English, you should be a
what? Yeah. Every time you come.
Every time you come there,
it's it gets expensive. It gets expensive. What do you say?
Spoken from someone who has a partner.
Yeah. No, maybe they didn't want to, I don't know, impose so much money on somebody. Every time you show up, you got to bring a carbon.
You have a shear. Just the name of a shear.
I hear. Okay, so let's do a little more, then we'll go back to the Tosfos. Hakol lasuye mai. There's hakol. Everybody's chayvin. So we always know that the word hakol means lasui. What does it come to include? Me. It comes to include mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. Someone who's half slave and half free is what? What? He's chayiv.
What?
No, he's chayiv. Everybody's chayiv in riyah. Even a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin. The free part is chayiv. Yeah. 1 second. Ularavina, the Amar Misha Chetio Evid Vechetio Ben Chorin Patur Minaria. Ravina said it's Potter. So that call Lasuyemai. What does that call come to include? It comes to include Lasuye Chiger Biom Rishon. A guy was lame on the first day. Vinespashit Biom Shani. And on the second day, he got healed. He had surgery that day. And look, he's all better. Now he can come. Right? The Chiddush is. I didn't have a chiyuv yesterday, but I had a chiyuv today. I'm chayiv to go. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Hani chalamanda makul tashlum and zelazet. We have a rule. If you bring it, you have to bring it the first day. What if you don't bring it the first day? You overslept, or you weren't feeling well. Whatever it is, so can you bring it the second day? So it's a machlokas. Some say that hani chalamanda makul tashlum and zelazet. Every day is a tashlumin, is a makeup for the day before. So the only that means that if you weren't able to bring it the first day, bring it the second day. Ala lamanda amar kol tashlumen the rishon. Others say like this: no, every day is a makeup for day one. So if you didn't have to bring it on day one, you don't have to bring it at all. You putter. Okay.
You missed the boat.
You weren't chayiv on day one. Now you chayiv to day two because you had surgery? Doesn't matter, you're still punter. Because it's only a makeup of day one, it's not a makeup of the day before.
So then
I call Asuye Mai, then a guy who got lame, was lame on day one and got better on day two, he's punter.
That's what I said, it's an oil. What difference does it make?
What? Well, this is Tosfos' proof that we're talking about the carbon, not just showing up. Right? Hakol Asuye Mai, so you know what it means? Lasuye suma ba'achas me'enav. It means someone who is a suma in one eye. I would have thought he's potter. No, he's chayiv. Why? What's that? Uduloki haitana. Not like the following. The Tanya. Yochanan ben Dehavai Omer, Mishum Reb Yehuda. Suma ba'achas me'enav potter ben ari'iya. A suma, blind in one eye, is potter from ri'iya. Comes along our Mishnah. Oh, you're chayiv in ri'iya. Why are you potter in ri'iya? So Machlokas had to read this next Gemara. It's a complication. It says like this. It says in the Torah, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, we read the word ye ra'eh kal zechorcha, all males should see, be seen. Now, ye ra'eh is a very funny thing, because if you would show me that word without nekudos, I would never read it as ye ra'eh. It's a very funny way to read it. I would read it as yireh. Right? So so it's like this. Shenamar, it says ye ra'eh, or better yet, it says yud resh aleph hey, and we read it as yireh.
He will see.
Right? Which means he will see. It's a funny way to read it. Kederech sheba liros, the way you're seen by Hashem, and we're going to see in a minute, Hashem has two eyes. Right? Kaviyachal, it means he sees you b'shleimus. Kach, so to you, ba leiraos. When you show up with two eyes. And if you have one eye, you don't have to show up. Tosfos says, you can't say, well, Hashem comes to see you. What do you mean he comes to see you? He's everywhere. Right? So he looks all the way around. It's going on the person. A person shows up to be seen with two eyes. So you have to have two eyes. Right? It's a funny lesson to say. Hashem shows up to see you. He doesn't show up to see you. He comes to see you. He's everywhere. He sees you wherever you are. So Tosfos didn't like that. So that's why it's a machlokas how to read this. Ma liros b'shtei einav, af liros b'shtei einav. Right? That's one answer. One answer is, we're talking about somebody who is blind in one eye. Someone's blind in one eye, is he chayiv in the mitzvah of ri'iyah? Yes. Someone said no, our mishnah says yes. That's one answer. Ibay tema, the second answer is, la'olam kida'admi rei kara. Read like we said before. What did we say before? We said it means a chatzi evan and a chatzi ben choren. And udika kashalach. One second. But the kasha was haravina. But according to Ravina, there's no such person. That person's pater. Right? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, the end of the Mishnah that said, avodim that are not free. The Mishnah said, Hakolchayav Maria, Chutz Michei Rishota Vekatan, Tumtam Androgynous, Venoshin Vavodim She'ena Meshukhwarin. They're not free. Half free means you're not free. So you're Pater. That line in the Mishnah, was Mishnah Rishona. That was the old story. The old story was there was a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether such a thing of a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Becharin even exists. Does it even exist, such a thing? Yeah, we used to think, okay, one frees it. So we're going to see. And when it says Hakol Chayavim, everybody's Chayiv, even a Chatzi Ben Chorin, a Chatzi Ben Chorin, that's permission Achmona. That's the end of the story. The end of the story was that Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai, he can't have a Chatzi Ben Chorin. So if you have two partners, and one partner frees him, we're going to force the other partner to free him. You can't have such an animal. You can't have such a person like that. Not an animal. You can't have such a person like that. Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Chorin. You can't have such a thing. It's a funny thing. The Hakol Chayavin is the end of the story. That's the Maskana, right? The Mishnah starts off with the end of the story. And then we say, Chutz, that was the original version. It's backwards. So who says it? The Remilil says, okay, it's backwards. So don't get so excited about that. All right, so it's backwards. Right? And then we're going to learn, the whole story about a Chatzi Evan and a Chatzi Ben Chorin. We had that, it comes like 10 places in Shas, right? Okay, so let's go back and do the Tosfos of, as much as we can, Ezu Katan, Kol She'ena Yachal Lirchov. Right, we said, if he's so young that you don't want to go on your father's shoulders, he's so young, you don't even know what that means, then you're Pater. Once you get to that age, you're Chayav. Right, Misham Vahala, after that, Havila Higia Lechinuch, you're at the age of Chinuch, Umid Rabbanon, Huda Mechayev. Now Rabbanon, you're Chayev. V'tzarech Lahavi, Karbonosav L'Nadava. And you know what? The Katan will bring the Karbon as a Nadava. It's not a Chayev in Re'iyah. We're afraid of Chulin in the Azara. A Nadava you could bring. Why can't you bring a Nadava? Katan, why not? Doesn't do anything anyway, right? Well, Laman the Amar ain't craving beyond this. What about the one who holds you're not allowed to bring the doves on Yontif? You're right. Ain't craven ad l'achachalam elam achachalamoid. You're right. He'll bring it on chalamoid. The katan will bring it on chalamoid. Ach kasha lamori. One second. My Rebbe had a kasha.
I thought they didn't make
the chalamoid. So it's not a chofa. It's a dove. If a 12-year-old boy says, I want to bring a present, here's money, I want to bring a gift to Hashem, I want to bring a carbon. Well, we won't take it? Or not? That's all it is. You can't, did someone say you can't bring that in? You're right, I'll bring a chalamoid. You're right. One second. What? So we have a week after Shavuot. That's why we don't say tachan for a week after Shavuot. There is no chalamoid. You have a week after, we'll bring, yeah. Now, Laman Damar Tashlumin Derisho Ninu. One second. If you hold that every day is a Tashlumin for day one, Kivad Lamati Kariv Rishon, low carvy. There's no point to bring it. Sue, no, low carvy sue. There's no point to bring it. Kidamirle, come on. Gabi Chiger, Shinis Pashet Besheni. That a Chiger, just like a Chiger that got better on day two, so too this person, this cotton, right? The Yesh Lomar tells us the big difference. The Hossam over there, Gavro Lo Chazi. The man was not able to bring it. Why? Because he was lame. Hilkach kivun de lo chazi b'rishona lo chazi b'sheni. Aval hacha, but over here, kol chiv sheyesh b'sheni yeshna b'rishona. Whatever chiv he has now, he has on day one also. Elo rather, mishom she'enu hayom roy achshav. He can't bring it now. Why can't he bring it now? Because there's a technicality. We don't bring the davis on yontif. That's not the same thing as someone being a chiger. Not the same thing at all. And the whole thing's in the dove anyway. The Domalo Masina B'Psachim Perik Eilu Devarim. We have a similar thing in Psachim. Gabi Chamisha Chagiga Pa'amim Vav Pa'amim Zayin. Sometimes you can bring it for 6 days. Sometimes you can bring it for 7 days. We're talking about Sukkos. Kigo Chal Yontif Rishon Lios B'Shabbos. If the first day Sukkos is a Shabbos, which means Shmini Atzeres is also a Shabbos, you only have 6 days. Karav Shishi Alma. What do you see from there? I couldn't bring it the first day. What, I'm punted the rest of the Yontif? Of course not. Karav Bisheni. I bring it on the second day. Why? Because the fact that I couldn't bring it today was a technicality. What's the technicality? It's Shabbos. Right? That's not inherent in the problem. That's not an inherent problem. A guy's a lame. It's an inherent problem. The guy's lame. The fact that he had surgery the next day, okay, it's good for him. No. The Karav Chagig is not the Shabbos. So it's not Tocha Shabbos. So you can't bring it to bring it tomorrow. No. You have to bring it at all? Whenever the first Yontif is a Shabbos, you punt it from Chagiga? Of course not. You can't bring it the first day. The reason you can't bring it is a technicality. It happens to be Shabbos. Not the same thing as the guy who's a Chiger. Kivon, the Kivon, the Machmas Yomhu, the Asik in the Parishas. Right. In other words, it's different. Velekul name of Laman Darman, the Darman, the Dov, the Anakim, the Yontif, the Rabbanon, who, the Hacha, the Rabbanon, the Kidulesh, Yachal, Havi, Afi Yontif. Don't tell me this part. Well, since the whole reason why you can't bring in a dorm and a dove and yontif is only a derabanan, and it's also derabanan, so the rabbanan would allow it. It's not true. The berakam, the beitza, mashma, the midoraisa, who? It's a midoraisa. That you can't bring a dove, it's not a derabanan made up then, it's a doraisa. You can't bring voluntary kabanas and yontif, the hashtei alechem, lechem upon him, lo dochi, even shtei alechem wouldn't be dochi yontif. So, that according to some, that's not an issue. That, don't tell me that. V'chi tema v'kol makom. Nevertheless, listen to this. Ki ma'isi lehem nedava hechi samach. How could a katan? This is an unbelievable chinuch vart, such a musar vart. How can a katan bring in a dava? He can't do smicha. He can't do smicha. Why? Katan, because the samach Allah, the katan ain't a samach. A katan doesn't do smicha. Kid the isya b'menachas berakshtei midos. A katan doesn't do smicha. So how can you bring a carbon for a cotton? You asked me before, Mr. Schiffer. How can you bring a carbon for a cotton? You're right, it's a valid question. There's no smicha on a cotton. How can a cotton bring a carbon? What? I guess this one does. Maybe because it's an adava, you really want, it's like a pretend chagiga. It's a pretend chagiga, right? That's what he's doing. So it's supposed to have smicha. A cotton can't have smicha. What's the answer? V'yesh lomar. Af agav delo samach aleha. You're right. There is no smicha. We call makom. Nevertheless, damya lechinuch beno. It's okay because it's lechinuch. You hear that? I would dispense it with a din. Yeah, but lechinuch, it's okay. When do you say that din? And when don't you say that din? You have to be smart. When do you say that? But you see how willing Tosis. Okay, don't worry about that. You know what? It's lechinuch. Anyway. And by the way, Varashi Pirish, the Ezu Katon, Lo kai l'riyas carbon, rak riyas punim bazara. Right, if you want to say Rashi was only talking about showing up, all right, you can say that.
It doesn't make sense anyway because the cotton doesn't own anything. So the carbon he's bringing is not his, so it's got to be owned.
No, first of all, let's say he has. He did some babysitting. He mowed your lawn and you gave him a dollar.
But he belongs to his father then.
What? So this is ways out of around that. What if he doesn't have a father? Maybe he doesn't have a father, he only has a mother, and she brings him, and you know what, that's a good, right? It's unbelievable bar. It's an unbelievable bar, no? For chinuch, everyone knows when to apply this rule, and everyone knows when not to apply it, right? Everyone, what? But you know when to say that and when not to say it, all right? So very good, so we got where I wanted to get, and tomorrow we will continue, and hopefully we'll finish Amud Beis. Everybody have a good day.
Yeah.